Welcome in to one of our candidate interviews here on News Radio KMAN. We are continuing this series as we try to keep people informed on who's running for the local offices here. Today, going to catch up with Cheryl Arthur. She is the Democratic candidate in the District 67 House race for the Kansas Legislature. Cheryl, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Brandon. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. This seat obviously came open a little earlier this year. Tom Phillips decided to not seek another term, and so that created an opportunity for an open seat in the legislature. It doesn't happen too often, but tell us kind of how you decided to go ahead and file and run for this position.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have thought about running for quite a while, and several years, actually, of the almost 20 that I've been in Manhattan. But, you know, I had other things going on and kind of kept an eye on it. And when this open seat came up, it was time to put up or shut up, you know. It doesn't make you feel very good if you just kind of sit around and complain about politics and how things are going. You feel a lot better if you just kind of jump in and say, okay, I'm willing to do the work.
All right. Well, obviously, there's going to be a lot of work ahead for whoever gets this position. This will probably be one of the most interesting legislative sessions coming up here in 2021. COVID-19 is obviously a big part of that. And I'm curious what the pandemic has taught you about some of the state's immediate needs and also our long-term needs.
Sure. First of all, let me say I think Governor Kelly and Dr. Norman did a wonderful job in getting us started with the COVID response. Shutting down was a good thing to do. It kept us from having large numbers in the beginning. I appreciate greatly her efforts with the federal government to get testing and increased testing and continuing to get care money and with the SPARC committee. We are going to have some issues with continuing, apparently, breakouts. And in my opinion, the first thing we've got to do in order to get the economy going is we've got to get a hold of the outbreaks, especially in hot spots like schools and correctional facilities and nursing homes. Everybody needs to do their part. You know, we just need to follow the basic health rules and we can get our economy back open. As long as some people deny that science is real and they continue to ignore health recommendations, then we're going to be stuck in this hybrid model.
Well, and it's obviously there's a time of gridlock, it seems like, too, in our politics. How will you work to kind of ease that in Topeka with, you know, the Republicans who are obviously in control?
Yes, that is a big issue. You know, as long as the Republicans or one side continues to say my way or the highway, then Kansans will continue to lose. We're losing in education. We're losing in healthcare expansion. You know, there are a lot of things that need to be addressed, and we really need to work in the middle together. And, you know, that's something that I really want the opportunity to try to do. I don't want to go up there and rubber stamp one party or another. I want to try and meet in the middle.
Well, there's obviously going to be some major revenue shortfalls to deal with that's transpired out of this. There will be cuts probably that are necessary in some parts of the budget. What in your mind, though, is maybe untouchable in terms of spending cuts?
Education. We, you know, even K-State is now really suffering. They're with declining enrollment and cuts to their budget. You know, K-State is such a critical part of this community, not only for the jobs, but because of the cultural aspects that it brings to our community. And so we certainly have to support K-State. It's, you know, we bring in sports enthusiasts. It help the diversity in our community. We have world-class educators and researchers that are coming in. And these are all things that add a tremendous amount to the Manhattan community. So we definitely need to get behind K-State and, of course, our public school system.
All right. Yeah, and obviously there could be some decisions as far as education is concerned. I don't know, because they recently got the formula fixed to where schools are fully funded. Do you anticipate that the legislature will look at that and maybe try to reevaluate?
I hope not. If you're saying reevaluate, meaning not meet our court mandated, as I say, basic adequate education, I really think we can do better for our kids in Kansas. I know we can do better for our kids in Kansas than just an adequate education. And to look at cuts in education, not only would that put us right back in another expensive court case, but it's not right for our kids.
All right. Yeah. And obviously that's been settled. I'm just curious because of with the onset of the pandemic, if that's going to be a talking point in the legislature next session. Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I hope they're not thinking about cutting education, because that just would not be acceptable.
All right. Well, another hot topic is always Medicaid expansion. That's been brought up several years in a row, and I imagine that's going to be front and center here in January. Do you support expansion, or is there another avenue that would work better?
I totally support expansion. In fact, to me, that's just almost a no-brainer. You know, we all pay federal taxes, and there's no reason that tax money shouldn't come back to Kansas instead of going to some other state for some other reason. We need to get that money back here and pay for Medicaid expansion. I think it's just, I think it's mean-spirited to look 170,000 Kansans in the eye and say, you're not worthy of health care. And when we don't expand Medicaid for them, to me, that's what we're saying to them. And we can get the federal money to do this. We've turned it down. We've lost millions of dollars by not doing Medicaid expansion. So we need to do that.
All right. What are some other core areas that you're passionate about here heading into this election?
Well, tons of things. but of course, we need to promote responsible stewardship of state monies. And Manhattan does such a wonderful job with our economic development plans, and we need to continue that. And so I strongly support that. I would like to see us expand educational funding above and, beyond what just the court mandates at all levels, not just public schools, but to the universities. I'd like to see us work on increasing social services in our communities. Those have certainly taken a hit in the last few years, especially with the children's services. We need to take a look at that and see what we can do to help those people who need that help in social services. I'm very concerned about our water plan. We have a 2020 replacement for it or update to the water plan, and it hasn't been passed yet. And we need to address the aquifer out in western Kansas and the incentives for farmers to use good agricultural practices. We don't have an energy plan, and here we are leading the nation in wind energy, and we don't have an energy plan. We need to get one and get it adopted. So I have, I have some environmental concerns that we need to address.
All right. And if you're fortunate to be elected on November 3rd, are there any committees you're hoping to serve on in the legislature?
Yeah, I want to serve on all of them. I know that's not realistic. I do have a great passion, obviously, for education, health, and human services. I would be very interested in that. I don't have a huge background but I do have a huge passion for agriculture. So I would like to maybe work on some committees that impact the agricultural economy in our state.
Okay. Well, it's obviously interesting times, and this election's posed some challenges to people here. As far as campaigning, how has that impacted your ability to get out there and meet with the people?
I've been out almost, 6 days a week. I've been out canvassing. I wear a mask. The people, if they want to step outside and talk with me, they wear a mask, or we socially distance with the door between us. It's been a tremendous experience. I really enjoyed getting to talk to the people. I'm talking to Republicans, unaffiliates, Democrats, everybody. And what I'm hearing is that's my cat howling. Sorry. the people are very kind, and they're very concerned about the lack of civility in politics right now. And so that's had a really big impact on what I'm looking at and what I want to be able to do in the House if I can get elected.
All right. And, you know, I might just ask you lastly here, because this is the one race here locally that I think is kind of the toughest one to gauge how it's going to shape out.
Yes.
What separates you from your opponent, Mr. Dodson?
Right now, I would say it's the contact that I'm having with the people in the District 67. My thing is, I need to know what they think, what their concerns are, and so that's why I've been out canvassing almost every day. I want to know what the people are thinking, and I want to let them know what I'm about, and that they can contact me at any time and express their opinions to me.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. We'll see what happens on November 3rd. Cheryl, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.